You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Herron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Happy Tuesday. And as always, I'm so incredibly honored to be with you. So thank you for joining me. On today's podcast, we will be talking about power performance and really diving into what it takes to have a sustainable performance that leads to your success in business. But honestly, this can equate to all areas of your life, your relationships, your finances, your health, et cetera. And I will share three tips that you can start on today to really incorporate into your business to achieve the goals that really, really speak to you. So welcome. Here we go. Power performance. So this idea for this podcast came from really looking at the things that have really served me well and the things that perhaps I didn't do very well in the beginning of my business. So we all know that we evolve and grow as we grow in business, as we grow in our leadership, right? And there are many things that we are going to learn from our mistakes. You guys, that's part of the process. That really is part of the journey. Because we don't start off being great leaders. We don't start off being great business women or business men. It's a process of evolution. It's a process of growing and evolving. And truth be told, it's a process of making many mistakes along the way. And if you've been with me for a while, you understand, I really do not believe in failures. I believe that the only failure there is us not learning from a mistake and continuing to repeat that mistake over and over and over, right? To me, that would be considered a failure. But mistakes are not failures. They are there in our path to create change and to teach us something on how we can improve in our life, in our leadership, and in our relationships. So I'm going to give you three tips that can help your performance and make it much more powerful and sustainable. When I was actually writing this podcast, I accidentally put 53 power performance tips. And honestly, there probably are 53 power performance tips, but I want to share with you the three that I found to be most important and those that absolutely have changed the way that I perform in my business today. And the things that I learned from the past. So let's get started on this. Basically, what is power performance? It's really just being able to achieve remarkably in a powerful way in all areas of your life. And more than anything, I believe it's recognizing and being super aware of your innate potential. I think that is one of the biggest things that we can do, you guys, is really being intentional about noticing and honoring and capturing in our essence, embracing our innate potential, because you have it. We all have it. Yours is different than mine. Mine is different from the next person's, but we all have pure potential. We all have gifts and talents that are unique to us, but your innate potential is something that was God-given. And you are not less than anybody else. There's nobody on this planet that is more of or can achieve more than you. We are all created with the same potential. And I'm going to dive into that a little bit deeper here in just a minute. So here are the three tips. Number one, and obviously, you guys know me, I'm a mindset mentor. I mean, this is my thing. Mindset is everything. So in everything that I do, in every coaching session that I have, in every group program that I run, mindset is the number one focus. Why? It's the number one focus because it is the number one priority that can make the biggest difference in what you can achieve in this lifetime. And it's the number one thing. I believe, and I think there are different numbers out there, but 95% of our success is based on what we believe in our mind, those thoughts that are playing over and over and over. So number one is creating a mindset of abundance and prosperity. And I put this as number one because I do believe it is number one priority. This is something that you will work on for the rest of your life. Because as we grow and evolve, there will be another layer that needs to shed, more belief systems that come to the surface that you get to release. You have the opportunity to release once you become aware of them. So this is center stage for me. And this is center stage for you to really be able to perform at those high, high levels in business and in relationships. It's the mindset. The mindset is everything. So this is all about swapping the mindset of scarcity for one of boundless possibilities, endless possibilities, limitless possibilities. It's swapping out that mindset of scarcity. And so that's a word that's commonly used. Scarcity. What does that mean? What really does scarcity mindset mean? It means really, if you want to go to the very basics of a scarcity mindset, it's that we feel lack. We feel lack in some area in us, in our leadership, in our knowledge, in our potential of our past mistakes. We feel like we lack. Maybe we feel like we lack the time. Like, I haven't done it yet. So what makes me think I can do it now? So the lack of what's happened in the past, those types of things are lack mentality, okay? A scarcity mindset. So these are really your mental enemies. So think of them as your mental enemies. And these are things like doubts, fears, not enoughness, any kind of negative thinking is your mental enemy. So the first part of this is really becoming aware of when those thoughts pop up. And when you become aware of when those thoughts pop up, you guys, you will be able to change that. 100%, you will be able to change that. But you first have to become aware that they are there. And I'm just going to give you one. And this is just from the top of my head. I see a consistent pattern in my clients that I coach. And the consistent pattern that I have seen lately, this was one of my biggest ones as well, a scarcity mindset. It's the feeling that we are always being dismissed, that we are dismissed. And where that comes from, so now I'm speaking to you from the perspective of a trauma coach. Where this comes from is as little girls growing up in a household, our needs were dismissed. Now, for me, I was the number one child. I was the firstborn. I was the only girl, and I had to grow up pretty quickly. So I took care of my younger brothers, and which I didn't mind doing that whatsoever. But at 12 years old, I felt like, and I didn't do this intentionally, but in my subconscious mind, I started to believe that my needs don't matter. I'm being dismissed. Whatever I need is being dismissed because I was constantly taking care of my brothers. So in my adulthood, that little girl will come out sometimes when I feel like my needs are being dismissed. So that's a scarcity thought because nobody can dismiss me unless I allow that to happen. Okay. That's more the abundant thought. So practice thinking more of your mental allies. And those are the faith that what you're doing right here, right now is going to create the results that you want. The gratitude, your birthright of pure potential, of limitless possibilities. And, you know, like I said, there's nobody in this world that has more potential than you. Nobody. We all have the same potential. There is nobody in this world that is created to be richer than you are, to have a more successful career than you are. But there are people that have a better mindset. So if you look at those people who are successful, the majority of them have a really strong powerful mindset or just a crazy work ethic, right? And those people who get to the top with just a crazy work ethic, at some point, my friend, they have to work on their mindset. So work on your mindset today. Nobody has more potential than you. Recognize that, but they may have a better mindset. So a mind saturated with the fear of failure, I'm speaking to you from personal experience, or images of unwanted results, okay? And let me just put this where you can understand, an image of unwanted results. So a lot of times we will think things like, I can't afford this. So we will have a mental image of the amount in our bank account, $14 in my bank account. Okay. Images of, you know, what if I lose my job, fear of failure or losing my job, or what if I never reach that title? I never get that title. I never get the house that I want. I'm always going to live where I live, where we have not enough room. We don't have enough space. We're sharing a bathroom. Things like that. So mental images of unwanted results. I want you to know that when your mind is saturated with things like that, you cannot accomplish what you want. You cannot create or produce anything of value, nothing of value. It's like a stone can't violate the law of gravity by flying upwards in the air. You can't create the results that you want by having images of unwanted results or by fearing failure. It's impossible. So do you understand why it's so important to really focus on mindset? Number one thing. Okay, number two. I think I've drilled that in. Number two, take responsibility for your actions and outcomes. This is huge. This is so huge because I remember early on in my entrepreneurship and my leadership, I did blame circumstances, situations, my lack of time, me having children, me being busy all the time. I did blame that for my lack of success. But it wasn't until I recognized that I needed to assume the responsibility for all of it, because truly there were things that I could do to put more time into my business. There was a better attitude that I could form, a better mindset that I could incorporate into my business that would help me become more successful. So this is, I want you to know this is high level leadership, high level leadership, to be able to really accept responsibility for your lack of success. It's easy to take responsibility for our success. It's harder to take responsibility for your lack of success. But taking ownership is huge. High level leadership. But we all have to get to that point where we are able to take ownership for the results that we don't like right here, right now, that we're getting in our business, in order for us to become that high level leader, to really grow in our leadership, in our success. So let me give you just one tip that you can do each and every week that would really help you with this. So at the end of the week, if you are a paper calendar, a printed electronic calendar, whatever it is that you use, at the end of the week, tally up the things that you were able to achieve in your business, the wins for the week. So first of all, always celebrate your wins. Always celebrate your wins. Anything that you did for your business is a win. Anything that you did for your business is a win. So celebrate your wins. And then secondly, look back and ask yourself, what could I have done more of? And what did I do that I didn't necessarily need to do because it wasn't moving the needle in my business? Where did I procrastinate? So really look at where you can make some improvements, but also it's very important to celebrate those wins as well. And so when you take inventory of your week, you will really see how you can take ownership for your lack of activity, or you can and change that for the next week. Okay, take ownership for that. This is what I need to change. This didn't work for me this week. So it's a weekly inventory where you can really evaluate how you can make improvements instead of waiting all year. Most of us will look at our results, what we did for the year, our bottom line, how many clients we brought in over the year. But wouldn't it be nice to know that you can make those adjustments on a weekly basis and change the overall production for the year? So be intentional about personal growth here. Okay. So being able to take responsibility in all areas of your life is really about growing yourself. So continuous growth and self-improvement, there really is no such thing as arriving. In fact, it's very dangerous. It's a dangerous place to be, believing that, okay, I've arrived and I no longer need to grow myself as a person. It's dangerous because we are always constantly moving and evolving. So if you are not growing, I just want you to know the opposite of growth is deterioration. So you're either doing one or the other. You're not just standing still. So always be in that state of personal growth, evolvement, evolve, evolve, evolve. Okay. I want you to get that in your mind. Expand yourself. That's what this is all about. It's about expanding ourselves. And I'm going to tell you from a spiritual perspective, which that's what I do. From a spiritual perspective, you guys, our evolution in our thoughts creates a greater ability to connect with our creator, to hear the voice of our creator, to be able to create what we want to create in this lifetime, because we have that connection. The voice is much clearer. Your intuition is much stronger. So be intentional about your evolution, not just for business, but for your spiritual growth as well. Number three, surround yourself with supportive and empowering people. This is a must. This is a must. This is a must. I can't tell you how many people in my business, how many leaders in my business, I had to pull aside to have a very hard conversation and say, you know what? The leaders that you're hanging around with are not serving your highest potential. And I can also tell you that many of them did not heed my warning, and they never grew. They never grew. It is that important. It's that important to surround yourself with people who breathe life, who speak abundantly, who are talking about their dreams and goals and desires instead of their hurts, their doubts, their fears, the people that are hurting them, bothering them, etc. Okay. Surround yourself with empowering people. Hire the coaches who believe in your possibilities, believe in your abilities, and have the gift of tapping in to your innate gifts and showing you those. That's what's so powerful about a coach, is leading you in the direction that you want to be, but bringing out those gifts, you guys, until you can see them. It's really important to find someone who can help you see those gifts. And then be around people who think bigger than you do, who have bigger goals, and encourage you to go for your goals. It's really difficult to be highly successful when you're surrounded by people who breathe death into you, who don't believe in where you're going, and they want to tell you that. And it's not because they are trying to hurt you. It's because they don't know better. They fear for you, okay? They fear that you're going to hurt. They fear that you may not succeed, and then you will have some hurts in your life. So it's well-intended people, but you need to surround yourself the majority of the time with high-level thinkers, high-level leaders, people who make more money than you and who are constantly dreaming and breathing life. The situation needs to be like this. When I leave this person, man, I feel like I can accomplish anything. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. So on today's podcast, we talked about power performance, not 53 tips, but 3 tips. And those tips are creating a mindset of abundance and prosperity, creating that mindset of abundance and prosperity. And one of the practices that I do on a daily basis, it's become a habit. When I go to yoga and I'm in yoga, I am constantly, I'm so grateful for this yoga mat. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so grateful for the power of the present moment. So I'm constantly speaking gratitude over my life. I'm sitting at my computer. I'm so grateful for this computer. I'm so grateful for the work that I get to do. I'm so grateful for the clients that I get to serve. Constantly be in that state of gratitude, that really helps me stay in that mindset and constantly focusing on the good of what is now. The second thing that we talked about, the second tip, is taking responsibility for outcomes in your actions, right? The good and the bad, the highs and the lows. So really taking responsibility for those things. High level leadership, my friend, that is something that we all learn. And when you learn that, you're going to make quantum leaps in your business. And then the third tip is surround yourself with empowering and supportive people. So incredibly, incredibly important. So here you go. What are you going to incorporate right now in your business so that you can be that power performer, that high level leader, and reach those goals? I know that you can. I believe that you can, but you have to believe that you can too. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a part of this incredible community. And I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. God bless you. Have a great week.
I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. Number one, share it with your family and friends. And number two, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.